Is it unfair to say this team was lucky this year?
No, yeah, it is unfair. I mean, I think at the end of the day, we're in the NFL, and all these teams are professional football teams. No win is luck. No season. You win 9 games? No. I mean, no. It's too hard to win to say it's luck.
Help us with a fan's mindset. I know you can't worry about it too much. You guys go 9-2 against teams that don't make the playoffs. You go 0-5 eventually, 0-6 against teams that did make the playoffs. Is that about where this team is? Is this an average football team that looks for the next step to get better?
Well, I mean, you got to look at it from this situation. And, you know, week one, the Indianapolis Colts, we beat them, right? What was their record?
They're just a game under 500.
So if they beat us, they probably get in, right?
Same with New Orleans.
Same with Washington. Same with Minnesota. I mean, when Philly came in here, they was 3-0, right. And then we beat them, and they kind of spiraled. So it's a lot of teams that probably would have been in the playoffs had they beat us.
Especially Minnesota, who you beat twice.
We beat twice. Minnesota definitely would have been in. And I know Indy probably would have got in. The Redskins would have been in. New Orleans would have had a better chance. You just never know. So, I mean, we can't get into who made the playoffs. Only 12 teams that made the playoffs. So when you look at most teams, you're not playing a lot of teams that make the playoffs. I mean, you may play 3 or 4, depending on the schedule that you have. It's not like you're playing 10 games against playoff teams. There's only 12. Mm-hmm. So I don't worry about that stuff. You know, we won the games that we won, and, you know, I wouldn't care if none of our wins came against playoff teams. That doesn't matter. We got in the playoffs, and when you get in the playoffs, you give yourself a chance to win the Super Bowl, and we didn't get it done.
Glover, when Caldwell talks about players turning the corner, off-season stuff, what does it take for a player to turn the corner, to make sure that they make those plays that you guys didn't make this year?
Just keep working, you know. You know, when you go into the offseason, you have a lot of time to think about what happened, what didn't happen, plays you could have made, how you can take care of your body more, all those little things. And you just got to come back, learn from the experience, and try to take your game to the next level.
How close is this team?
This team, we're really close. Now, the only thing is, next year this team won't be the same. So you got to start over again.
Do you think Terrell Austin deserves a shot at being a head coach? Do you think he's ready?
Yeah, I mean, we say that every year. I think he's shown that he's ready and deserving. So we'll see what happens.
What about his personality would make him a good head coach, do you think?
I mean, he's just a great communicator, you know, smart guy, understands the players. And, I mean, when you have those things, you can get the respect of your team and get guys to play for you, and I think he has all that.